Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Nazir, daf beis. We begin the brand new Maseches Nazir. I am recording to you live at the Best Western Lamplighters Inn in San Diego, California. We thank the people setting up breakfast here for allowing me to use this room. Hopefully we don't bother them too much. Maseches Nazir is in many ways similar to Maseches Nedarim. So exciting to start a new Masechta with you. Good morning to David Yeshua, Chana Chanach, to Dr. Joe, to Shoshone from Amherst, to Tani from Efrat, from to Aryeh from Bergenfield, to Reb Zalman from West Orange, to Mordechai, and to Tzvika, who I believe is in Texas. Maseches Nazir is in many ways very similar to Maseches Nedarim. Also has some strange languages. And of course, Maseches Nazir primarily deals with a person who accepts upon himself a vow of Nazirus. One of the questions that's asked about why, one of the big questions asked is, why is Maseches Nazir in Nashim, in the Seder of Nashim? What does Nazir have to do with Nashim? So many of the Mepharshim explain that the Torah talks about how when a person divorces his wife, it's kimatza ba'ervas davar, because he found something inappropriate. And a lot of times the inappropriate activities between men and women happen because they have too much wine. So if you have too much wine, then people are going to end up doing things that they're not supposed to do. So Nazirus is sort of a way of combating problems in marriage. There are three primary isurim that happen to a Nazir when he accepts upon himself Nazirus. The first is, of course, he can't eat any grape products or drink any wine products. He has to let his hair grow long. He can't take a haircut. And the third thing is he can't come in contact with any dead bodies. He doesn't go to funerals. He can't be metame lemesim. Those are the three things. If a Nazir becomes tame in the middle of his Nazirus, so he has to bring various karbanos, and then however much of the Nazirus that he already observed does not count, he has to start over again. Also, every regular Nazir at the end of his Nazirus also brings three karbanos, three different karbanos, not three of the same karbanos. When you finish your Nazirus, you also bring karbanos. That's why some of the Rishonim say really Nazir should be in Seder Kachim, because so much of it is about various karbanos. Now, one of the issues that's discussed by the Poskim is it possible to be a Nazir nowadays? Let's say a person would accept upon himself a Nazirus nowadays. So the Rambam writes that Nazirus is no haggis both Bizman Beis HaMikdash and not Bizman Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, someone who makes a Neder Nazir Bizman HaZeh is a Nazir forever because he has no way of getting out of it by bringing his Karbanos. So if you take upon Nazirus today, you're a Nazir forever. However, this only applies, only Tani Schwartzmer right now could take upon himself a Neder Nazirus, because you could only become a Nazir in Eretz Yisrael. Ein Nazirus Nogazel be'Eretz Yisrael, and someone who takes a Nazirus in Chutz La'aretz, so we penalize him, and we're mechayev him to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael and to be a Nazir in Eretz Yisrael midrabanan. So nowadays, someone takes a Neder Nazirus in Chutz La'aretz, we force him to make Aliyah and to observe his Nazirus there. So writes the Rambam, until he dies or until the Beis HaMikdash gets rebuilt and he can bring his karbanos. And the Sefer Chinuch writes that way as well. The Ravid disagrees with this. He says, why would we force him to make Aliyah? We're all Tamei Tmei Meis nowadays anyway. And nowadays the Ravid says there's no difference in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. And everywhere it's usher to be Noder Nazirus, because everyone's tummy. And that's one of the discussions there as well. In terms of, just before we begin the daf, some of the ideas behind the mitzvah of Nazirus, the Sefer HaChinuch writes that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us made of bodies and souls, we have a physical body and we have a spiritual soul. And a person has to take care of his body. A person has to take care of his body and worry about his body, because a person can't take care of his body unless he watches over it. We've discussed this very often, that it's important to eat healthy. It's important to take care of your body and be healthy. Therefore, the more a person can make sure that he's going to not overindulge in the body and hold himself back from too much focus on physical things and to focus more on spiritual things, this is considered to be a good thing. Again, we'll talk about why is a nazir called a chote, right? We talked about is a nazir called a chote, but the Sefer Chinuch seems to write that it's a good thing, because if we spend too much time on physical things, too much time on wine, or on things that have too much in the physical world, so that's why we taking too much time to groom ourselves, like we always want to have the fanciest haircut and be totally perfectly groomed. So this is a way of a person elevating himself and not caring about his appearance as much. And not, doesn't mean you're not supposed to care about your appearance at all, but not caring about your appearance as much and not putting too much focus on wine. So says the Sefer Chinuch. And also, coming in contact with dead people, this is Tumah, takes a person away from things of Kedusha. Right, the Chinuch adds, even though we say that he has to bring a kapara over the fact that he held himself back from wine, it just means that it's really a kapara for the fact that you felt necessary, you know, that you were so into wine that you felt it necessary to remove yourself from it. So that's really what the kapara comes from. Others discuss differently. The Ramban writes that the reason why Nazir brings a chatas for kapara is that. Is actually the opposite. The Ramban says the kapara that he needs is the fact that he's joining back when he finishes his naziris. He's joining back into society. We're going to be drinking wine again. That's what he needs the kapara for. Because after he was like so spiritual and separate from wine, now that he's going to come back, that's what he needs the kapara for. Not that the naziris was a problem, but that the return from the naziris is a problem. The Isser Tuma, the Sefer Chinuch writes that just like someone whose tummy can't walk into the Beis HaMikdash, so too that for a person who wants to take upon himself extra holiness, removes himself from Tumah. Fine. And the other halacha that we'll just say in introduction is that Stam Naziris is 30 days. If a person doesn't specify how long his Naziris is, then it's 30 days. Okay, this is just some brief words of introduction. Let's jump right into Daf Beis. And by the way, Daf Beis of Nazir, if it sounds very familiar, Daf Beis of Nazir is almost the same as Daf Beis of Nedarim. Very, very similar to Daf Beis of Nedarim. So let's begin. So the beginning of Nazir talks about three different aspects of Naziris, right? You have to take upon yourself Naziris. You say Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir. But you could also have Kinuyim, which is you don't say Nazir, you say a slang, like we have by Nadarm, like Nazik, Naziach. These are different slang ways of saying Naziris. And in certain communities, everybody knew what you meant in the slang. And then you also have Yadayim, or Yados, a Yad. Yad means you don't say the whole speech, you just say most of it. Like if a Nazir was walking by you and you want to say, I want to be like him. That's called the Yad. Aha. I want to be like him. So let's begin. Why are Yadayim called Yadayim? Because it's like a handle of a kli, a Yad of a kli, a handle of a kli. So it's just like the handle of the speech. You didn't actually do the full speech, you just did a handle of the speech, and that's that. So it's as if you completed it. So says Tosfos, and the Rosh and other Rishonim, Rabbi Avraham and Ahar, quotes in the name of Rashi that the language of Yad is like opening. It's an opening of the speech. Not the handle, but Yad is like an opening. Others say that it means the language of, it's a piece. Yad can mean a piece of something, a piece of a speech. And the Rambam sounds like that as well. And let's begin. Kol kinuye nazirus kinazirus. If you use a slang for nazirus, that's also slang for Naziris. The Gemara is going to explain that the slang for Nazirus works only if you're holding on to your hair when you say that. So it's clear what you mean when you say these other languages. By the fact that you're holding on to your hair, you refer to Nazirus. Kol kinui Nazirus ki Nazirus. Ha'omer aha. Now, it's interesting. It starts off with kinuyim, like we had in the Dharma, the same thing, but it gives you an example of yadayim, of yados. Ha'omer aha, and a yad also, a person who says, I will be, hareze nazir. Even if you don't say aha nazir, but you say aha, that's yadayim, that's yados. Aha hareze nazir. Oh, aha no'e. I want to be an elevated person, a special person, if you're holding on to your hair. So then, nazir, that's also a yad. That's also yados. It's as if you said, I want to be beautiful by the mitzvah that depends on my hair that I'm holding on to. Namely, he wants to be elevated and holy and exalted. He wants to be a nazir. And the Gemara is going to explain that it's only if you're holding on to your hair at that time. And that's in that case that it works. Now the Rambam and the Bar Tanura add that a person who says these languages, it's only if in his heart at the time he really wants to be a Nazir. But if it sounds like from the Rambam, even if he says these languages, but if in his heart he's not intending to be a Nazir, then it's not Chal. And the Achronim disagree with the Rambam. They say, what do you mean? Then it's Siv. Ask where the Rambam learned this. From the simple pshat in our Gemara, it sounds like anyone who says this with another walking in front of you, whether you intended it or not, maybe when you said aha, you need to intend it. However, by the other lashonos, no. Even if you say aha noye or one of these other languages of kinuyim, then even if you don't intend, so that's a discussion. Let's continue. Now, what are the kinuyim? So it's weird. First, the Mishnah says, Kinuye Nazirus Kinazirus. It doesn't say anything about Yados. It gives first an example of Yados, and then it gives the example of Kinuyim. Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, Harezen Nazir. So these are the language of Kinuyim, and therefore they do count for Nazirus. Tosus writes that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we learned in Nedarim Daf Yud, these Kinuyim are. Some of the other 70 languages, the word these kinuyim mean nazir in three of the other 70 languages. So these three languages are close to the lashon of the Torah, and therefore nazirus is chal, even if you don't understand these languages. However, if you are mekabel in any of the other languages which are not karav lashon haTorah, you only become a nazir only if you do understand it. So these three, since they're close to Lashon HaTorah, even if you don't understand those languages, you're Mekabel. So says Tosfos, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Others disagree. The Mefarish writes that, the Mefarish has a funny pshat, like Nazik, if you erase the letter of the Kuf, it's a Nazir. Or Naziach, if you erase part of it, it comes into Nazir. Everyone else asks on him, you know, why in the world does that make any difference? How in the world does that work? Okay, that's a discussion. Okay, says back in the Mishnah, Hareini Kazeh. What about there was a Nazir walking in front of you and you say, I want to be like him. Hareini Kazeh. Hareini Misalsel. I want to let my hair grow long. Misalsel means I want to play with my long hair. Hareini Michalkel. I want to have longer, I want to sustain, support my hair. And he's holding his hair at that time. Or he says, Hareini alai l'shaleach pera. And I want to let my hair grow long. All these examples are Hareze Nazir. These are all, all these examples work as well. And these languages also count as a Kabbalah Sanazirus. Hare alai tziporim. If a person says, I want to bring the birds. Now, the birds are karbanos that you bring when you become tame, when you defile your nazirus, not at the end of the nazirus. So, Hare Alai Tziporim, and there was a nazir walking in front of him. Rameir Omer Nazir. Racham Omer Eno Nazir. What do you mean? You're saying you want to become a Nazir who becomes Tameh and brings the birds. So Chacham say no. But Rav Meir say no, since there was a Nazir walking in front of him, then that does work. Interestingly, even though the Chacham say you're not a Nazir, the Rambam writes, even though you don't become a Nazir according to the Chachamim, and I think that's the way we paskin, that you don't become a Nazir, but you do have to bring two birds. You have to bring two birds b'nedava, shtei tom shtei b'nei yona. But then the Rambam backed out. The Rambam writes in Perashat Mishnayos, he thinks that you should bring the two birds because he said, I want to bring two birds. So you took upon that as a nedava. But then in Hilchos Naziris, he backs out and he writes, according to Chacham, harei zeh kimi shelo hotzi b'sfasav klum, the Rambam's languages. So it's a little unclear, a little contradiction between what the Rambam wrote in the Perash HaMishnayis. Would you have to just bring two birds, even though the Chacham say you're not a Nazir when you say this, but would you have to bring two birds as voluntary karbanos? Let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Michti, let us see. Now this is going to sound very, very similar to the beginning of Maseches Nazir. Remember in yesterday's daf, 2 days ago, the Gemara had a discussion about whether you start with the first. You have to get rid of the first Naziris, then the second one. The Gemara says, who says which is the first, which is the second? And we thought it was a little bit strange. You know, what do you mean? The first is the first, and the second is the second. So Rabbi Yudin, when I was teaching that daf, Rabbi Yudin said, based on this Gemara, sometimes you see that the first is the one you just said, as we'll see in a minute, and the second is the one that you started with. Sometimes the Mishnah is going to explain the second thing first. So maybe that's the pshat on why that Gemara over there said that the first was the second, and the second was the first. We'll see in a minute, as the Gemara says. Says about Michti, Tana b'Seder Nashim Kai. We're learning Seder Nashim. My time atani Nazir. Why in the world are we talking about the laws of Nazirus in Seder Nashim? If anything, it should be Kachim, because so many Karbanos are involved. So says Tosus. And the Shittim Ubetzes gives another answer. In Maseches Krisus, we talk about people who drink wine can't walk into the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe it should be in Kachin. Anyway, answer the Gemara, Tana Akrakai. No, we're based on this Pasuk. Why does most divorce happen? Because the husband finds an Ervas Davar. V'hachi kama. Mi garam la, la avera. Who caused the woman to commit Znus, which is why Ki Matzaba Ervas Davar, which is why the husband's obligated to divorce her, Yayin. It's wine. V'ka amar. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who put together the Mishnayos, he also said this famous drasha, anyone who sees a sota bekilkula, anyone who sees a sota having her whole, the woman who cheats on her husband and then she has to drink the water and she and her stomach explodes and the whole story of sota, yazaratu minayayin, he should take upon himself in his ears. I saw the Achronim say, I heard this from Rabbi Meir Tversky, but I saw the Achronim already said it before Rabbi Meir Tversky. He may have said it on his own, I don't know, but the Achronim say, I forgot, I saw it when I was preparing. I don't have all my svarim with me over here in La Jolla in San Diego. So I saw they say, what do you mean a guy who sees a sota b'kakula should be yazer atzum minayayin? That person's going to be so moved. He's never going to have problems with wine. You see what happens with wine? This woman gets all messed up. So why does he have to take upon his ear? So they say, the pshat is that in a moment of inspiration, so it's very nice. You could see something and be really inspired, and then you could lose it. So the point is, haro sota b'kakula. When a person is in a matzav of being inspired, yazir asman yain, you have to take upon yourself something right then. If you don't take upon yourself some concrete way of becoming a better person when you're in a moment of inspiration, to take upon yourself something at that moment, then the inspiration will be here and gone, it will be fleeting, and then a day or a week or a month later, you're going to forget about the inspiration from the haro sota b'kakula. So haro is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi taught us, anyone who's in a matzav of inspiration, take upon yourself something at that moment so that the inspiration doesn't just fade. Because when you're inspiring, if you don't turn it lamaisa, then it's just going to be that. It's just going to be inspiration. That's it. And you're going to lose it. So that's why Nazir is in Nashim, because a lot of times the problems that happen between husbands and wives, they happen because you're not careful with wine. And wine is something that could lead a person to really to excess and to lose your focus and perspective on that which is important to you. And therefore, Yazir Tzanayayin. Ask the Gemara. Pas Arkasha. Pasach b'kinuyim b'farish yados. What's going on over here? The Mishnah started off saying these are kinuyim, and then it goes on to explain yados. Amar Rav Avitema Kedi. Some say it was a rabbi whose name was Kedi.
Interesting name. Chisuri mechsera v'hachi ketani. No, there are words we're saying in the Mishnah. Kol kinyan nazirus kinazirus. V'yados nazirus kinazirus. V'elehin yados. Ah, and it started off speaking about the second one. Ha'omer aha. Harezen nazir. Someone who says, I will be. That's yados. So that person becomes a nazir. Ask the Gemara, well, why did it start with yados? V'lifrosh kinyan bereisha. Why don't you do first things first? If it said start off kinuim, then so the Gemara says, Tana Mahuda Salakum Mufarish Bereisha. The Gemara answers, no. The thing that we just finished discussing, we said these are kinuim and these are yados. And we just finished discussing yados, so I'm going to give you the examples of yados first. Kiddisnan, Bamim, and we see all over Shas that it goes like this. Bamim Madlikim Muvama Ein Madlikim. Right? What can you be Madlik with on Shabbos? And what can you not be Madlik with on Shabbos? And what does it start with? Ein madlikin lo belechesh lo b'chosam lo b'chalach, right? Bame madlikin, bame ein madlikin. What does it start with? Examples of ein madlikin. Oils that don't burn well and we're afraid you're going to adjust the fire and therefore you can't light with those things. Bame tomnin uvame ein tomnin. What are you allowed to cover food on Erev Shabbos? You're not allowed to be matmin b'davar ha-mosif hevel. You're not allowed to cover food with something that's going to add heat to it even before Shabbos. So Umafarish ain tomin in Beresha, and it explains first things that you can't be tomin with. Bama isha yotza, bama ain a yotza. What can a woman? What jewelry can a woman carry out on Shabbos, and what can she not carry out? Umafarish lo teitz isha Beresha. The type of ornaments that are considered to be carrying, it's not considered to be jewelry, but it's considered to be carrying. So it starts with the things that she cannot walk out with. Ask the Gemara. Oh yeah. Everywhere in Shas, it always starts by explaining the second one. I'll show you places in Shas where it starts off explaining the first one. V'hatanan, b'ame behema yotza, u'v'ame ena yotza, m'ferish yotzei gamo b'resha. What ornaments is an animal allowed to walk out with? And it starts off explaining the things that it can walk out with. Yesh nochlin u'manchilin, v'yesh nochlin v'lo manchilin. Manchilin v'lo nochlin, lo nochlin v'lo manchilin. There are four categories of inheritance. Umafarish elish nochlin machin bereisha, and it starts with category number one. In other words, some relatives, the son inherits the father, and the father inherits the son. Son relatives, only one of them inherits the other, but the other one does not inherit in the other direction. And some of them, they give over inheritance, but they don't get inheritance. And some relatives neither get inheritance nor give inheritance. And it starts the first one, which is fathers and sons. Ella answers the Gemara, La'olam tani hachi v'tani hachi. Says the Gemara, you're right. Tani hachi v'tani hachi. Really, it does both of them. Sometimes it explains the second one, and sometimes it explains the first one. Ella hasam d'isur d'nafshehu. The first cases that we brought from Shabbos are Isurim on a human being. Mefarish Isur the Nafshei Bereisha. So it wants to explain the Isur on you first. L'gabi Behema, the Isura, Aide Behema Huda Asi, but by animals, where the Isur is not on the human being, it's on the animal, so it's not as severe. Mefarish Hetera Bereisha. So people don't view it as severely, and therefore it tells you the cases that are mutter. It tells you the cases are mutter first. Because an isser that's chal on a human being is more chummer in his eyes, more than an isser that's chal on his animal. So says the Rosh. And therefore the isser on the human beings, we start with the isser on the human, but the isser on the animal, we start with the heter. And the Mefarish says a little bit differently than the Rosh. He says that a behema, you're not chayv skila for the actions of your animal, or a chatas b'shogeg like other Yisrael Shabbos. Rather, it's a lighter iser. So that's why we talk about the heter first. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. And by the case of Lagabi Yesh Nochlin Nami, by the case of inheritance also, Mefarish Iker Nachla Bereisha, we want to explain the basics of Nachla first. So the first basic is the most fundamental Nachla is the son inheriting the father and the father inheriting the son, which goes in both directions. Since that's the most fundamental case of Yerusha, that's why we discuss that one first. Okay, so very nice. So you want to explain the second one first. Okay, but so why in our Mishnah, if it starts with Kinuyim and then goes to Yados, so why in our Mishnah does it start with Yados and not Kinuyim? Lifrosh Kinuyim, why don't you start explaining the Kinuyim? And so the Gemara, Elahainataima Yados, Hova Asili Midrasha, since Yados come from a drasha from Psukim. And it's not just logic. Chavivinle. Since they're drushas from Psukim, and we all love learning things out of the Torah, and it's not just logic, like Kinuyim. So that's why we put Yados first. We explain Yados first. What do you mean Yados is from Psukim? So the Gemara is going to explain that usually you have Le'esor Isor, or Le'kayim Kol Davar, that you have the verb before the noun. But by Nazir, you have Nazir Lahazir. It's to teach us that the noun comes before the verb, nazir lahazir, that we learn from this. It's like extra words, and therefore we learn yados. So say the Ran and Tosfos in Nedarim. Others say the extra words nazir lahazir. Sounds like there's two different ways. Nazir, that's a full language, and lahazir is yados. Fine. Now, we say here, Kinuyim, the Gemara seems to say Kinuyim is not a drasha, it's a svar. So we learned in Nedarim, what's the source of Kinuyim? Rabbi Yochanan says it's language of the nations, and Reish Lakish says it's the special language that the Chachamim instituted, so you shouldn't be flippant with the words karban. You shouldn't mention Shem Shamayim Levatala. You shouldn't be flippant with the Shem Shamayim, so we say you could even use Kinuyim. Either way, though, it's not learned out of Psukim, it is a Svara. Ask the Gemara, very nice. Chavivinli, so they're beloved. Veliftach v'hom bereisha. Okay, good. So Yados is beloved. So why didn't it start saying, these are Yados and these are Kinuyim? And then say, those are Yados. Veliftach bereisha. Answer the Gemara. Tanaki maskil be'ikr karbon. Le'inyin pirushe mefarish Yados bereisha. Gemara says, no. When it's teaching us the Amiras, so it begins with Kinuyim because Kinuyim are considered to be a fundamental language of Naziris. It is a good language. It's teaching us the Iker language, and in that, you're Mechuyev Karban. That's the Iker language that you use, the more simple language. But in terms of explanation, we want to use those. But Olinian Pirushe, but when you want to explain, we're going to explain the one that's more beloved. So when we want to give you the fundamental halacha, we want to start with Kinuyim because that's more fundamental, that's more basic. It's considered to be a basic language. But in terms of explaining the details of the cases, we're going to explain that which is more exciting. Now, the Mishnah said, Ha'omer aha, ha'rei zeh nazir. Right? A person says, I will be, so he's a nazir. Says, I will be, what does that mean? Maybe you're accepting upon yourself that you're going to fast for a day. No, we're talking about a case where there was a nazir walking in front of you, and you said, you looked at the nazir, you said, I want to be that. I want to be like him. Says the Gemara, really? Does this mean, lema kasav Shmuel yadayim she'enan mochichos lo haven yadayim? Really? From the fact that Shmuel says, aha, only works when a nazir is walking past you, sounds like if there was no nazir there, so yadayim she'en mochichos, if it would not be clear what your intention was in the speech, so then we don't consider it to be speech at all. And therefore, if there was not a nazir walking before you, aha would not be naziros. Even though, the Gemara is assuming the way most Rishonim learn this line, even though aha sounds more like naziros than tainus, it sounds more like it, but it's like a 60-40. It's only a slight preference. That wouldn't be good enough. Says the Gemara. Amrei, the Gemara answers, no. Maybe really holds, really Shmuel holds, Yadayim she'en mochichos, really are Yadayim. Bizman she'nazir over lefanav, leka lespuki b'milsa achrina. When there's a nazir going in front of you, then it's 100% clear what you mean. There's no suffix. There's no way that it's Kabbalah's Titus. And therefore, it means Nazirus. This is like a Yad, and therefore Nazirus is going to be Chal. Aval Eina Nazar Ova Lefanav. But you're right. If a Nazir is not walking in front of you, so then I'm reading Dil Maho B'Titus Kamar. So then it's Mamish a 50-50 Suffolk. It's not 60-40. It's 50-50. Eina Chanami, if it was 60-40, then Shmuel could agree. Yadayim She'ein Mokichos Havin Yadayim. But if there's no Nazir, then it's Mamish 50-50, and there's no reason at all to say it's a Kabbalah's Nazirus. And we only say Yadayim She'ein Mokichos are Yadayim if it's 60-40. And in this case, it will be just 50-50, and therefore, it does not count. Let's just finish up. Ask the Gemara. Ask the Gemara.
You can make a fast for half a day.
What's that?
Can you make a fast for half a day? Like, I'm going to fast half a day today. Is that what a fast is, a full day from sunrise to sunset?
It's interesting. I never thought about that, but I don't think that would be relevant here because aha either means a... Dr. Joe, yeah. So let's point out what the observation Dr. Joe is making. One of the reasons why we think it makes more sense to say Nazirus than fast days because it's 11 o'clock in the morning, so you're already, the first half of the day, you weren't fasting, so presumably you don't mean it to be a fast day. So that's why Nazirus, you could take upon yourself any minute, right? So that's why it's a little more likely. Good kasha. Ask the Gemara, Vidilma Lepotro Karbonosov Ka'amar. Ask the Gemara, maybe, even when he's not intending to accept upon Nazirus, but rather, Lepotro, someone's trying to get in here, let me try to help him out one second. Okay, let's try to finish up here. It says the Gemara, Vidilma Lepotro Ami Karbonosov Ka'amar. To Karmar Belibo. I'm sorry. Ask the Gemara, Vidilma. Maybe his intention is not to accept upon himself Nazirus. Lepotro min Karbonosov Ka'amar. Maybe when he's saying aha, he's trying to exempt himself. Right. Maybe when he sees a Nazir, passing by himself, maybe he's saying, "Oh, I'll bring your Karbonos for you." He's not trying to be a Nazir. He's just saying he's gonna bring the guy's Karbonos. Answer the Gemara, de Ka'amar Belibo, no. In his heart, his intention is to become a Nazir. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, Maila Memra. So it's obviously that's what, if you tell him that's what he meant and that's what he said. So what's the Chiddush? Says the Gemara, Maila, the same bin in Piv Libo Shabin. You might have thought in the heart is not enough. You have to say a good language. Kamash Malan, that if there was a Nazir walking in front of you and you just say, I want to be, and that's what your intention was, then it works. Last line. Says the Gemara, Aha Na'e Nazir. If you say, I want to be a beautiful one, I want to be an elevated, exalted one, you are a Nazir. Ask the Gemara, Vidilma, Ana Elefanav B'mitzvos. Maybe you're taking upon yourself to be beautiful by other mitzvos. Kedisanya, like we learned, Zekeli Vanaveyu. Ana Elefanav B'mitzvos, I want to beautify myself with mitzvos. How do I do this? Ask Elefanav Sukkana, Lulavna, Tzitzisna. It could be anything. It could be I'm making a nice lulav, a nice sukkah. Nice tzitzis, echel from Sefer Torah, the achar chedem b'shirayim, I'll make a nice cover for the Sefer Torah. It's the Gemara Mashmur, v'shatofos b'saro v'amar anah. No, he was holding on to his hair. Since he was holding on to his hair, so the intention is to be a Nazir. Asks the Gemara, Nazira milsa da'avera, v'amrin alei noah. Ooh. Being a Nazir, that's not a nice thing. That's the sin to take that upon yourself. Why is that called being nice? Answers the Gemara. In. No. Dafil Rabbi Lezer HaKapra Domer Nazir Chote. Even according to Rabbi Lezer HaKapra says that a Nazir is a sinner for withholding himself from the pleasures of the world. Hani Mili Gabi Nazir Tome. Da Aidi Deboi Mistar. Da Amar Rachman of Ayomar Rishonim Yipul Ki Tome Nizro Hasim Hu Dil Masle Mebra Al Nizirusei. Av Nazir Tor Lav Chote Karibe. Wow. So this opinion of Gemara seems to say that a Nazir is only a sinner if he becomes tummy and he has to accept upon himself extra days without wine and that stuff because he's got to make up the days that he sinned. But the regular nazir, this opinion of the Gemara says, is not called a sinner. It's a good thing to take upon yourself to not have so much physical pleasure. Okay, we're going to stop here. Everyone should have a great day. Tomorrow morning also, Bez Hashem, 5:30 my time, 8:30 your time tomorrow morning.